Recently, my wife and I were having dinner at a nice restaurant, and as we had thousands of times before, we took a moment to thank God for the meal and His many blessings. Towards the end of dinner, a woman walked by and introduced herself. She told us that she had been watching us and how nice it was seeing us pray together. She told us that she could see God in our eyes. While I appreciated the sentiment, my mind drifted to those moments when someone may have been watching me and seen a lesser image of God, or no God at all. You know, that look of frustration while waiting in a long line. Maybe the sound of anger in my voice when crossed, and that all too common look of annoyance when I don't get what I feel I deserve. So what do others know about God by simply watching how you live? Well, this meditation from 1 Kings chapter 18 is a reflection on living your life in a way that people may know God. Walking in a way that turns people's hearts back to God. Seeing with eyes that reflect the love of God. So rest here as you become aware of being known. Move into your meditation by becoming increasingly mindful and aware. Aware of being watched, of being known, and being seen by the world. Allow your breathing and your heart rate to ease off a bit. Your eyes to close without effort. And drift into silent serenity as you center on being seen by the world and known by the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this moment of awareness, listen and respond to Luke chapter 11, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, may others know you through me. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Even though you are evil and sinful by nature, you know how to give good gifts to your children. So, Heavenly Father, may others know you through me. If you know, then how much more will your Heavenly Father give what you need? So Heavenly Father, may others know you through me. How much more will the Holy Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask Him? And Heavenly Father, may others then know you through me. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes still closed. God is present, so become aware of Him. The Son is here, so Holy Spirit, come now too. With your eyes still closed, how does it feel being watched? Take note of how you react when you realize someone is watching you. Scan your thoughts. And imagine them being displayed on a monitor above you, shown for all to see. How do you feel? Do you feel sorrow, continuing to scan, what was something you did or thought today that you are glad for the world to see or hear? Just note that and rest there for a moment as well. Are your thoughts drifting between pride and regret? It's understandable. But don't condemn yourself. They're only thoughts. But for a moment, center on how you feel being recognized for being like Christ. Pause, breathe, and center on living your life in a way that people may know God. Take this next minute and see with eyes that reflect the love of God. Take this minute to whisper your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, may others know you through me. Center to when you're breathing. Just notice and bring your attention to each breath. Don't control the pace or the rhythm for now. Just notice your breathing. Now bring some structure to it. Breathe in slowly from your belly to a count of five. Now breathe out slowly to a count of five. Once more, breathe in slowly from your belly to a count of five. And now breathe out to a count of five. Continue breathing in slowly in and out to a count of five for this next minute, and center if you can on the word known. Continue on as you center on God's message now for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 37, and we'll begin in the English Standard Version. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that these people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. What came into focus? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit making you more aware of being known. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that these people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. What became even more clear within this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of being seen by the world and known by the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New American Standard Bible. At the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your word. So answer me, O Lord. Answer me that these people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again. How did you relate to this passage personally? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on living in a way that others may know God, that you are His servant, and you do all things by His word. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the Common English Bible. At the time of the evening offering, the prophet Elijah drew near and prayed, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. I've done all these things with your instructions, so answer me, Lord. Answer me so that these people will know that you, Lord, are the real God and that you can change their hearts. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what are you looking for in your relationship with God? I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to walking in a way worthy of Him. Resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to see yourself at the office, or maybe out shopping or around family. When you reflect over your day, do you feel pretty good about how you responded to the world? Do you feel justified in the words that you used? Well, now imagine learning that all of that was recorded. Every facial expression, the tone of each answer, even each thought being transcribed and then shown to a stadium of people. How do you respond? Certainly, feel no guilt or shame or condemnation. None of us would enjoy that experience. But take a minute here for your contemplation to be what you might learn from that anxiety. Let your prayer for this minute become how you can watch that recording and know that people did indeed see God. Center once more on your breathing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to being known. Today you have the opportunity to be seen, whether at the first new rays of the morning or the starlight of the evening. Be mindful of moments to be seen and then reflect the presence of God. But for now, let me pray this closing benediction. That you call on the God of Israel, that you walk as His servant, and you do all things by His word. So may you know the path of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the Holy Father soon, now, and always. Amen.